Well, hello, folks. I hope this finds y'all well. I figured it's time for another tipsy QC Q&A, right? Maybe not? Nah. Well, I wasn't feeling like being especially sexy today, so, you know, let's have some fun. Let's get schlockered and answer some random ass questions from my homeboy Wolfie. All right, now, Twitter did contribute to a few of these, so you can't take all the credit. We'll do those ones first from Twitter, and then we'll work down the list. Also, before we get started and too far into this, let me say that I hit 500 followers on Reddit, and I can't tell y'all how astounded and amazed that many of y'all have chose to hit the follow button. Thank you. I am astounded, I am humbled, I am grateful, and I feel blessed. So, everyone who has sent me messages, who has commented, who has bothered to check in on me, who has just been around since I started this batshit bonkers journey, like, thank y'all so much. I'd love you guys. Seriously, like, y'all make me smile, so thank you so much. All right, with my boy Otis Redding playing in the background, let us get to some fun questions. All right, what do I want for Christmas? I want some new toys, wink wink, nudge nudge. I would like some soundproofing stuff. That'd be great. And that's all I can think of at the top of my head right now. What flavor of Dorito is my favorite? I like the Cooler Ranch. As a matter of fact, I got some right over there that I might crack into later tonight. Oh. Ham or turkey? If we're talking Thanksgiving, I like them both. If we're talking sandwich, it's always turkey. My dream vacation spot. It is probably Italy or Greece, Rome or Egypt. Any one of those, I'm fine. My favorite song. I have way too many. I can't pick. My favorite movie. Again, way too many favorites. Can't pick. Pancakes or waffles? Pancakes. Waffles annoy me unless they have, like, you know, chocolate chips or blueberries or something in them to make them more interesting. All right, so on to Wolfie's list here. What's your favorite way to spend a day off? Doing this stuff. Working on art commissions. Taking my dogs to the park or just on walks or playing with my dogs, spending time with friends, but lately it's been mostly this stuff, so that's my favorite way to spend it. What's the next place to travel bucket list? All the before mentioned dream vacation spots. What's your favorite ice cream topping? Probably chocolate shell. Stuff's delicious. Do I have a favorite holiday? Why or why not? No, because usually around holiday season, I'm too fucking stressed to think about enjoying anything. Oh. All right. Do you like going to the movies or prefer watching at home? I watch at home all day because I can be comfortable. I can snuggle up with dogs. I can just not have to worry about people. No one to watch me ugly cry. What's your favorite sleeping position? I don't have one because I toss and turn. So, you know, it changes. How old were you when you had your first celebrity crush and who was it? God, I was a little kid. Like, I was a little girl. I don't even know. But it was Patrick Swayze. Whew. Mm-hmm. What song always gets you out on the dance floor? any kind of upbeat song from like the 90s, early 2000s. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. You know, those. I'll try to break a hip on that. Dislocate a knee. What activity instantly calms you? Listening to very dirty audios and drawing. What's my favorite season and why? I like spring and I like fall because they're not super hot. And outdoor activities, my favorite outdoor activities are during those. Trout fishing in the spring, hunting in the fall. Okay. Would you rather cook or order in? Either or. I love to order Chinese food and stuff, but also like to throw down the kitchen and make some like homemade chicken dumplings or something. Ooh. Okay. I love Otis Redding. Where am I? How do I take my coffee? I like it. Anyway, honestly, you can give it to me black, you can give it to me with cream, you can give it to me with cream and sugar. I don't complain. What would be the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery? Pay off debts, pay off family debts, set my brothers up, put my mom and my dad in new places to live, give back to the communities I grew up in. Donate, and then I'd run away and I would hide in the woods somewhere. Are you more of a work to live or live to work type of person? I am a work to live because life's too short. Okay, what do you remember most about your first job? A lot, because I harassed my first place of employment for over a month and a half. Until they let me come in for a job interview because I wanted to sell firearms. That's what I wanted to do. And I think when they called me in for the interview, it was just to shut me up. 30 minutes in the interview, he stopped the interview and he sent me onto the floor to learn how to do my job and then so I could get to selling firearms. What TV family most reminds me of my own? That 70s Show. Okay, do you wish you had more siblings? If so, why? No, I do not. Not because I wouldn't love more siblings. It's just I have two younger brothers, and that's more than enough. What is your definition of success? When you can wake up in the morning and be happy. When you're waking up happy and you're going to bed happy and you're content, that's success to me. What makes you feel at peace? Getting my bills paid, making other people feel important and happy, and I don't know, just happiness all around, giving it and receiving it. Which of your personality traits are you most proud of? I try to be an upbeat person to an extent. I try to, you know, make people smile and joke and be friendly. Me personally, I like to think I don't know. I try to be very empathetic with people. It's something I practice. I'm actively practicing every day is to be more empathetic, so I'm kind of proud of myself for that. What's the first thing you look for in a partner and or a friend? Probably patience and understanding, because I can be difficult sometimes. Do you live by any piece of advice or motto? I think I've said this in other things. I know I said it in the interview I did with JJ Oreo 74, something a high school teacher told me. It is, you cannot control your emotions, but you can control how you react to them. I love that. Would you rather someone be honest and hurt your feelings or lie to protect them? Break my bones with your words because I want your honesty. Don't lie to me because that's just going to piss me off even more. What is your biggest irrational fear? I don't think it's irrational. I think it's totally rational, and I'm terrified of, like, parasites. Fleas, ticks, lice, ringworm, mutt, no, all of it. I don't know, just any, no thanks. What line should someone never cross with you? Hurting my loved ones. And, you know, threatening the people I love. Like, that's like the one thing you don't do. Like, you can come for me all you want, but you leave my friends and my family alone. And my animals, my pets. And dogs, period. And other animals, period. You don't do that with me. What's on your bucket list? A lot. I don't really want to get into it, though, because we'll be here a while. If you had unlimited money to start your own business, what would it be? I don't know. Probably put, like, a group together of people who want to get into this kind of work, or I don't know. If I had unlimited money to start my own business, I don't know. I'd probably invest in a bunch of other businesses, and I don't know. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? Somewhere in the mountains, like I am now. If you had the opportunity to be immortal, would you take it? That's one of those, I want to say yes, but I really also want to say no. Because people are a mess, but I'm kind of, I've got a very dark sense of humor, so part of me just wants to see how it all plays out. If you could time travel, when and where would you go? If there was a guarantee I wouldn't catch some kind of illness, that no harm would come to me, and I would be returned back in okay condition, anywhere between, like, ancient Egypt, ancient Rome, back in, like, the early days of Ireland, in Europe, pretty much. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? I don't know. Let's just say to heal minds and hearts. I think that'd be really good. So much bad comes from people who have just been hurt. What's the first thing you do in the morning? Check my phone, check my socials, check on my dogs. What's the last thing I do at night? The same thing. Check my socials, check my dogs. What's the most unusual place I've fallen asleep? I can't sleep in weird places. Unless, I don't know, I'm weird. I was never able to fall asleep in school. I was never able to fall asleep in, like, just, I can't just, like, you know, get comfortable in someone's couch at their house and, like, pass out. I can't do that. I'm weird. What's the weirdest thing you do when you're alone? Oh, that's the last question. Probably the same weird shit that everybody else does. All the unladylike things. Yeah. Wow, that went by quick. How many minutes are we at? We're at 14 something. All right, cool. And yeah, I did kind of rush through those because I've got a lot of other stuff I got to get to, but I thought this was a good selection of questions, and I hope y'all enjoy it. Thank you for hanging out with me and just being awesome. I appreciate you guys so much. Again, thank you for 500, and if you guys care, I am on Twitter, and I have a lot of fun over there with people, so you should holler at me on Twitter sometime, and I'm shamelessly plugging it because it's great. So at Changeling Quiet. It's my name on here, but backwards. So, yeah. Find me, say hi, because that's so easy to interact with people over there. But feel free to message and comment and all that stuff here, too, because I love talking to everybody and getting to know people. So, yay, cheesy finger guns. All right, y'all, I'm going to go finish getting schlockered and get into some trouble. So, y'all have a good night. Mwah.